Morning Watch, The Grace of God in the Economy of God, Week 1. The Tremendous Significance of the Grace of God as Revealed in the New Testament. Tuesday, Related Verses. 2 Corinthians 1 verse 12. For our boasting is this, the testimony of our conscience, that in singleness and sincerity of God, not in fleshly wisdom, but in the grace of God, we have conducted ourselves in the world and more abundantly toward you. 2 Corinthians 13 verse 14. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Hebrews 10 verse 29. By how much do you think he will be thought worthy of worse punishment, who has trampled underfoot the Son of God, and has considered the blood of the covenant by which he was sanctified a common thing, and has insulted the Spirit of grace? 1 Corinthians 6 verse 17. But he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 45b. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. Numbers 6, verses 22 to 27. Then Jehovah spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to Aaron and to his sons, saying, Thus you shall bless the children of Israel. You shall say to them, Jehovah bless you and keep you. Jehovah make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. Jehovah lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So shall they put my name upon the children of Israel, that I myself may bless them. Related reading. It is important for us to find out the genuine and proper meaning of the grace of God in the New Testament. The source of grace, the element of grace, and the application of grace are of the three persons of the divine Trinity to be our everything. In the dispensing of God, the grace is called the grace of God, the grace of Christ, and the grace of which the Spirit is. In the New Testament, phrases such as the grace of God, the love of God, or the light of God may be considered as appositional. In other words, the love of God means that the love is God. The light of God means that the light is God. The grace of God indicates that the grace is God and God is grace. Thus, grace is the triune God by the Father as the source, by the Son as the element, and by the Spirit as the application. The Father is the source. The Son is the element, and the Spirit is the application. The source is the very origin of grace. The element is the grace itself, and the application is the element applied to us. These are terms that we have to study and remember. Then, when we visit people, we can share this with them. The very triune God is grace to us by the Father as the source, by the Son as the element, and by the Spirit as the application. Now this grace becomes ours. Eventually it becomes us. This grace makes us God in life and nature, but not in the Godhead. The grace of God in his economy is his embodiment. God became flesh that he may enter into man and be mingled with man as one. The grace in God's economy in the believer's experience is the process triune God. Without being processed, the triune God could not become grace. God is one, yet he is three. The Father, the Son, and the Spirit. The Son is the embodiment and expression of the Father, and the Spirit is the reality and realization of the Son. In the Son, the Father is expressed and seen, and as the Spirit, the Son is revealed and realized. This triune God dispenses himself into us to be our portion as grace to us, that we may enjoy him as our everything in his divine Trinity. God, who was in the beginning, became flesh in time as grace for man to receive, possess, and enjoy. The first step, which is also the greatest step of the process that the triune God passed through, was incarnation. God, who was in the beginning, became flesh in time. That was his tabernacling among men. His coming among men in this way was full of grace, and of his fullness we have all received. He came that we might receive grace, even grace upon grace. When he came, grace also came. The law was given to us, but grace came through Jesus Christ. The law could not come by itself, hence it was given to us. But grace came with Jesus. Actually, grace is Jesus. When Jesus came, grace came. This is the triune God with his divinity mingled into humanity, becoming a God-man. Such a one is grace for us to receive, enjoy, and experience as our supply. This is the real salvation of the Lord.